don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be. That's why you get a hold of us.
Yes. I love that we're able to help people break bad news. Mm-hmm. We're actually able to resolve some situations. Not everyone. But
right.
Yeah.
But it's our plan. You never want to do this by yourself.
No.
And this morning we have Selena. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you?
Oh, we're good. So tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I've been dating this guy, my boyfriend Ron, it's been going on several years now, so quite a while.
Okay.
At the beginning of our relationship, especially like the first 2 years, he was super thoughtful mm-hmm. for our Valentine's Day gift. Like he would, make things or come up with like one time he did like a scavenger hunt, just like very creative, cool ideas, not just in your normal, buy a gift or whatever. I mean, he did buy me gifts, but there was just a lot more thought behind it.
Yeah.
But I noticed, as time goes on, I feel like he's starting to just get too comfortable in our relationship.
Okay.
So, I haven't felt recently, even our anniversary and things like that, he just doesn't seem to be giving any thought or making that extra little effort for the gifts. So, I guess my problem is I had found some IOU love coupon type of things.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that's going to be my Valentine's Day gift.
Oh.
So it's interesting, but I don't think it's enough. I feel like he's slacking, and I didn't look at all of them by any means, but I looked at the first two and it was free massage. Free, washing the dishes type of thing.
Right.
I owe you a vacuum of the house. Like, and I was kind of like, ugh.
Oh, I like
mean,
that
like,
one.
That's nice, but mm-hmm. but this is it? Like, really?
Right, right.
So I'm not feeling it. I'm not pleased that this is kind of like what I'm getting.
I can see what you're saying. But when you're together for many years,
that's true.
Things do change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But let's put this out there, guys. When a girl says, nah, I don't want anything,
She wants something. Yeah.
So you want to put it in his head, listen, I hope this is not the jam that you're giving me. We are not settling. We've only been together a few years. You expect to have him go all out because it's Valentine's Day.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something besides just some paper coupons. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally see where you're coming from.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to mm-hmm. Ron,
yep.
your man of a couple years, that you ain't happy with these IOU coupons.
No.
There better be something else in store.
That's right.
In that Valentine's bag.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happening next to Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. It's in the midst of Breaking Bad News with our girl, Selena.
Yep, Selena's given us a call because she needs to break the bad news to her boyfriend, Ron. They've been dating for a few years, and, she's noticed that at the beginning, she was getting awesome Valentine's gifts. I mean, thought was being put into them. And now it just seems like he's getting a little too comfortable. She found mm-hmm. some IOU love coupons, and she's thinking that's her Valentine's Day gift, and she's not having
That's right. Mm-mm. Well, he made them. That's sweet. I mean, don't you think that part is sweet?
No.
Nope.
I don't.
All right. Teresa says no.
Yeah.
All right. So, Selena, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in the phone, although, of course, when you call Ron, he won't. But then we'll eventually chime over, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, babe.
Hey. What's up, babe?
you called me. What's going on? I'm at work. What's up?
Yeah, so we really need to talk. I was going to wait, but to be honest, it's been really bothering me, and I'm really upset. You used to be so awesome in the past with all these creative, thoughtful things that you would do. And I just, look, I was cleaning the house the other day and I found your IOU coupons. And I'm sorry. I'm kind of upset. I appreciate you wanting to do the dishes and clean the house and stuff like that. But I just, Babe, come on. Like, this is Valentine's Day. You've got to do better than that.
First of all, you ruined the surprise.
Oh.
And second of all, that's it?
Oh.
Are you kidding?
Uh-oh. Fighting words.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
That's it.
Isn't that it?
We've known each other for a long time, and you've never been an ungrateful person. I've never thought of you like that. Are you serious? That's it?
Oh, we need to help her.
Oh,
hi,
yeah.
Good morning. Is this Ron?
Wait, what?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm good. Wait, who?
Who is this?
What's going on?
Yeah.
We are friends of your beautiful woman of many years,
mm-hmm.
Selena.
Okay.
This is Chris and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
Wanted to let you know that she chimed in with us because she figured, you know what? I need some help with this call.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not alone in this situation.
Right.
What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But she is letting you know that she's not that thrilled with these IOUs, although we think it's very sweet that you made these for her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's feeling as if maybe you're losing the spark of trying to keep, you know,
yeah.
this special day with her
mm-hmm.
alive and
yep.
bigger than
mm-hmm.
it would be on a normal day.
Yep.
Because I'm sure you do these things for her on a daily basis, like do the dishes. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm just going to step right there. Did she, like, tell you what all of the coupons are for?
No.
No, she didn't.
We'd love to hear.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I didn't look at all of them, no, but I just assumed that they were all, like, chore stuff.
Well, so for one was rub your feet while watching Netflix.
Oh,
one was cooking dinner. One was doing the dishes for a week.
Oh,
one was getting you a manicure and pedicure at your favorite place.
Wow.
The trip to Paris.
What?
Paris? What?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Hello. They they got increasingly bigger. Like, the whole, like, the last one is an IOU for a trip to Paris.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
wow.
Like,
oh, my God.
And you say that, and you're saying that that's not enough?
Well, she didn't know that was included.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Babe, I'm like, honest, I'm shocked. I'm sorry. I didn't read them all. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad.
Okay,
now.
First of all, she does this for every holiday. She goes and looking for her gift.
Oh, really?
So I don't know why I'm even surprised.
Right.
So, I'm pissed. Like, I'm so mad. Why did you have to call a radio station?
We're friends.
Yeah, we're friends. And it's an awkward thing to do. It's an awkward thing to say. That's all.
Yeah. Believe it. My girlfriend found her engagement ring because she went looking under the bed. I'm like, why'd you do that?
Don't do that.
Now you know what it looks like. But I'm really happy. Everything sounds great. I mean, what a fabulous gift to give your woman.
Right.
You know, guys, take
what
note.
I think.
Mm-hmm. The guys need to take note out there in Madtown.
Yes.
Ron knows what's up.
That's right.
Selena, girl, are you like super, you must be in shock.
I feel so bad now. I'm so sorry. Mm. I really do, babe. I'm so sorry. I should have looked at them all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. It teaches you not to be nosy.
Yeah. Maybe this was a lesson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This was a lesson for you, Selena.
Yeah. No more being nosy.
Yeah.
Also, Ron, you can start sending her gifts to us if you want.
Exactly.
So she doesn't see them.
We'll take an IOU.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.